Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting second. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting third. The right fielder, Pat Seary. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Lopez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jack Walesa. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. And now, play ball. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mitchell moves to second. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is walked intentionally. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Appling reaches second base with a double. Baker moves to third. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baker scores. Appling moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wright moves to third. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walesa. Harder reaches second base with a double. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright, who is chasing the ball. Metkovich reaches third base with a triple. Harder scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-for-1 in the game. Seary takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Appling reaches second base with a double. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walesa strikes out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Lopez and he is safe. Philly steals second. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels is walked intentionally. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly scores. Michaels moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Harder strikes out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. York hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich who is chasing the ball. Philly reaches third base with a triple. Walesa goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, White Sox. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly scores. It's 5-1. White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Dickey moves to third. Brian Stevens now pitching. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Siri takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to second. Earl Harris now pitching. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Al Lopez. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Gordon moves to third. 1 out. Larry Doby pinch hits for Brian Stevens. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. 2 outs. George Metkovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Metkovic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Edwards moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Edwards scores. Metkovic moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Siri hits a ball on the ground for an out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Rutschkowski now catching. Bob Lemon now pitching. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walesa for the out. 1 out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. York hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Philly is hit by the pitch. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Rushkowski and he is safe. Philly steals second. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Michaels strikes out. Rushkowski drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Michaels out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Appling reaches second base with a double. Baker goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Rushkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rushkowski takes first base on ball 4. Les Fleming pinch hits for Bob Lemon. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Rushkowski moves to second. Gordon Malzberger now pitching. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rushkowski scores. Fleming moves to third. It's 6-4, White Sox. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Maltzberger fields it and throws to first for the out. Fleming scores. Mitchell moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-5, White Sox. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.